This is the European Debrief by Atlas News. Welcome to the European Debrief by Atlas News, where we take an in-depth look at the latest stories from the region and show you their broader context. Starting off, we delve into the recent tensions within the Transatlantic Alliance, sparked by former President Trump's comments about NATO and his stance on Ukraine. While many European leaders voiced their disapproval, Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte struck a different tone, urging Europe to move beyond moaning, whining, and nagging about Trump and focus on strengthening its own defences. Rutte's statement, while seemingly at odds with the general European sentiment, reflects a pragmatic approach. He acknowledges the concerns triggered by Trump's remarks, but emphasises the need for proactive measures rather than simply reacting to external factors. This aligns with the ongoing trend within Europe, where countries like Germany, Poland, and France are already ramping up military spending and infrastructure development. The debate extends beyond individual European efforts. Rutte expressed cautious optimism about the US Congress passing another aid package for Ukraine, a critical flashpoint in the current geopolitical landscape. However, this optimism is tempered by the ongoing political divisions within the US. With Republicans caught between supporting their party's front-runner and upholding traditional alliances. President Biden's condemnation of Trump's remarks adds another layer to the situation. He emphasizes the gravity of a former president undermining the long-standing alliance and criticizes Trump's alignment with Russia. This perspective highlights the potential long-term implications of Trump's rhetoric and underscores the need for a clear and unified stance from the U.S. So what does this all mean for the future? Europe seems determined to move forward with its own defense initiatives, regardless of the political climate in the US. This proactive approach could pave the way for a more independent and robust European security apparatus. However, the success of such endeavors will hinge on internal cohesion and unwavering commitment from member states. Furthermore, the future of US-Europe relations remains uncertain. While President Biden represents a return to traditional alliance values, the potential of another Trump-like figure emerging on the US political scene casts a shadow on the future. This complex situation requires both individual responsibility from European states and a renewed commitment to transatlantic cooperation from the US. Only then can the alliance truly move beyond the whining and focus on building a stronger, more secure future for all. Next, we explore the recent clash between EU climate policies and protesting farmers, a conflict that's reshaping the political landscape and raising questions about the future of our planet. For weeks, farmers across Europe have been voicing their opposition to ambitious proposals aimed at slashing carbon and nitrogen emissions by 2030. These proposed measures, including restrictions on chemical pesticides and nitrogen output, triggered widespread protests, with farmers fearing economic hardship and loss of livelihood. In a surprising turn of events, the European Commission, led by President Ursula von der Leyen, bowed to the pressure and withdrew the controversial bill. This decision highlights the complex reality of balancing environmental concerns with economic realities faced by farmers. However, the story doesn't end there. The appeasement of farmers also carries significant political implications. Experts predict a green lash in the upcoming European elections, with the Green Party potentially losing a third of its seats. This shift in voter sentiment reflects a growing backlash against perceivedly aggressive climate policies, potentially strengthening far-right parties capitalizing on the farmers' discontent. Beyond the immediate political repercussions, the decision raises concerns about the long-term trajectory of EU climate action. While emissions cuts remain a priority, the path forward is now less clear. Finding ways to address farmers' concerns while staying on track with climate goals presents a significant challenge. The situation is further complicated by external factors like unfair competition from countries with less stringent environmental regulations. This adds another layer of complexity to the equation, prompting discussions about how to ensure a level playing field for European farmers while upholding environmental commitments. Looking ahead, the future remains uncertain. The upcoming elections will be crucial in shaping the direction of EU climate policy. While some countries have seen green-friendly parties lose ground, Others are still aiming for ambitious emissions reductions. Regardless of the political outcome, finding a sustainable path forward that addresses both environmental concerns and the livelihoods of farmers will be essential. Next, we turn our attention to the recent outbreak of violence in The Hague, Netherlands, where a clash between rival Eritrean groups resulted in property damage, injuries, and a stark reminder of the complexities faced by diaspora communities. On Saturday night, supporters of Eritrean President Isaias Afwerki gathered at the Opera House, only to be met by a storm of anti-government protesters. The ensuing confrontation quickly escalated, with both sides hurling rocks and bricks, eventually turning their anger towards police who intervened. The result? Multiple police cars torched and officers injured. This incident highlights the simmering tensions within the Eritrean diaspora. Long-standing grievances, political divisions, and frustrations spill over into these violent outbursts. Similar clashes marred Eritrean events in Germany in 2023, raising concerns about the safety and security of both communities and the broader public. The question remains, how can European countries effectively address issues stemming from internal conflicts within migrant groups? The answer isn't straightforward. Integration efforts, promoting dialogue, and fostering understanding are crucial steps. However, navigating the complexities of cultural and political differences within diverse communities presents a significant challenge. Beyond the immediate conflict, the incident raises broader questions about rising crime and violence involving migrant groups in Europe. Is Europe equipped to handle these challenges, often rooted in conflicts originating far beyond its borders? Understanding the root causes of such tensions is key. Eritrea's human rights record, its authoritarian regime, and its forced conscription practices fuel the anger and discontent among many Eritrean migrants, particularly younger generations. Addressing these underlying issues at the source could foster peace and stability within the Eritrean community and beyond. However, the responsibility doesn't solely lie with Eritrea. European nations must also critically examine their own policies and integration efforts. Are they providing adequate support and resources for migrant communities, fostering cultural understanding and facilitating dialogue between diverse groups? This episode serves as a call to action. The violence witnessed in The Hague underscores the need for a multifaceted approach, addressing root causes in countries of origin, implementing effective integration programs in host nations, and promoting open communication and understanding within diverse communities. Only through such collective efforts can the safety and well-being of all citizens, both migrant and native, be truly ensured. For next story, we're venturing into the murky world of international relations and alleged war crimes as we dissect the recent arrest and release of Azerbaijani influencer Kamil Zeinali in Russia. This case has ignited tensions between Azerbaijan and Armenia, raising questions about justice, accountability, and the complexities of navigating conflict aftermath. So prepare yourselves for a story filled with disputed accusations, diplomatic maneuvering, and the potential for further escalation. Zeinali, a popular fitness influencer with nearly 2 million followers, found himself detained at a Moscow airport on February 21st. This stemmed from an arrest warrant issued by Armenia, dating back to the 2020 Nagorno-Karabakh War. While Armenia vaguely mentions murder charges, details remain murky. Zeinali's lawyer suggests aggression, war crimes, and mercenary accusations, but specifics are scarce. The detention likely stems from a video depicting the execution of two Armenian soldiers by Azerbaijani forces during the war. While Azerbaijan claims the video is fabricated, others allege Zeinali participated. Additionally, some media point towards another video showing the beheading of Armenian civilians, potentially involving Zeinali. Both accusations lack official confirmation, but the execution video seems more widely reported. Following swift diplomatic efforts by Azerbaijan, Zeinali was released within hours and allowed to return to Baku. The case, however, is far from over. He's expected to return to Russia on February 22nd for extradition hearings, potentially leading to him facing trial in Armenia. Zeinali, beyond his online influence, served in the Azeri military during the war, receiving medals for his service. His arrest ignited social media debates, with supporters claiming he's being targeted for his patriotism. This case transcends Zeynali's individual fate. It highlights the lingering tensions between Azerbaijan and Armenia, the struggle for accountability for alleged war crimes, and the potential for extradition becoming a tool for political agendas. The extradition hearings loom large, casting a shadow of uncertainty. Will Zeynali face trial in Armenia? How will Azerbaijan react? Will this further strain relations between the two nations? These questions remain unanswered, leaving the story open-ended. The Zeynali case is a complex web of accusations, diplomacy, and potential consequences. While we don't have all the answers yet, it serves as a stark reminder of the lingering wounds of war and the challenges of achieving justice in its aftermath. We'll continue to monitor this case and keep you updated as the story unfolds. Now we'll be focusing on the recent Munich conference, a gathering of prominent figures, where anxieties over Europe's future and the war in Ukraine cast a long shadow. So buckle up as we dissect the concerns, challenges, and potential consequences for the continent's security landscape. This year's Munich conference, marking its 60th anniversary, was far from celebratory. Attendees reported heightened security measures, reflecting the escalating tensions. The atmosphere was dominated by discussions surrounding Europe's perceived shortcomings in aiding Ukraine and apprehensions about the United States' reliability as an ally. Last year's conference witnessed a more optimistic outlook, with Ukraine reclaiming territory and rallying international support. However, the 2024 conference painted a bleaker picture, with Russia's recent successes in Avdiivka and the suspicious death of Putin critic Alexei Navalny raising concerns. Leaders expressed anxieties about depleting Ukrainian ammunition supplies and the possibility of Russia's wartime economy surpassing combined European and American efforts. For the first time, discussions focused on the potential timeline for Russia posing a threat to NATO territory, with estimates ranging from 3 to 10 years. This rapid rearming by Russia, aided by China, Iran, and North Korea, creates a precarious situation for the alliance. European leaders, spurred by former President Trump's comments questioning the US commitment to NATO, have emphasized the need for self-reliance. However, concrete plans to counter the Russian threat remain elusive. While some countries like Denmark offered significant military aid to Ukraine, achieving consensus on a unified response proved challenging. European nations are increasing defense spending, aiming for each member to contribute at least 2% of GDP. Yet the average stands at 1.6%, while Russia is projected to raise its spending to 6%. This disparity further amplifies anxieties. The looming U.S. presidential election adds another layer of uncertainty. While the Biden administration pledges continued support for Ukraine and allies, the future remains unclear. The House of Representatives' decision on the crucial aid bill is pending, with potential delays posing significant risks for Ukraine's defense. Global leaders, including Ukrainian President Zelensky, urged swift passage of the aid bill, emphasizing the urgency of supporting Ukraine before Russia adapts and strengthens its position. The conference also saw renewed calls for European strategic autonomy, but many still seek active U.S. involvement in crafting a unified response. Vice President Harris's assurances of U.S. commitment offered some solace, but concerns linger. The Munich conference highlighted the deep anxieties surrounding Europe's security landscape. From dwindling resources to a potentially resurgent Russia and an uncertain U.S. commitment, the challenges are vast. While efforts towards unity and increased defense spending are underway, the question remains, will it be enough? We'll continue to monitor developments and keep you informed as this critical story unfolds. Finally, we delve into the complex and potentially explosive situation unfolding in Eastern Europe. Today we'll focus on Transnistria, a breakaway state within Moldova, and its recent announcement of a congress that could lead to a request for annexation by Russia. This development raises critical questions about regional security, Moldova's future, and the potential for wider conflict, so buckle up as we unpack the history, the motivations, and the potential consequences of this unfolding story. Transnistria declared independence from Moldova in 1992, following a brief civil war. The region has a predominantly Russian-speaking population and has long sought closer ties with Russia, despite never gaining international recognition. Since then, the situation has remained simmering, with Russian peacekeepers stationed in the region and ongoing negotiations between Moldova and Transnistrian authorities proving largely fruitless. The recent announcement of a Congress of Transnistrian parliamentarians has set alarm bells ringing. While the official agenda remains unclear, some officials have openly suggested that a request for integration with Russia will be made. This has sparked concerns about Moldova's territorial integrity and the potential for renewed tensions in the region. Several factors are contributing to the current instability. Economic frustrations with Moldova, historical ties to Russia, and the ongoing war in Ukraine have all fueled Transnistrian desires for closer ties with Moscow. Additionally, the recent revocation of a Russian decree recognizing Moldova's sovereignty over Transnistria has further emboldened separatist aspirations. Moldova vehemently opposes any potential annexation of Transnistria by Russia. Such a move would be seen as a blatant violation of its territorial integrity and could trigger a wider conflict. Moreover, it would raise concerns about Russia's intentions towards other former Soviet republics and the overall stability of the region. The ongoing war in Ukraine casts a long shadow over the situation in Transnistria. Any escalation in Transnistria could potentially draw in Russia and further complicate the already volatile situation in the region. The international community is urging all sides to exercise restraint and engage in peaceful dialogue to avoid further escalation. The outcome of the upcoming Congress and the future of Transnistria remain uncertain. Much depends on the decisions made by the Transnistrian authorities, the response from Russia, and the international community's ability to de-escalate the situation. The potential annexation of Transnistria by Russia is a concerning development with far-reaching implications. Understanding the historical context, the motivations of the different actors involved, and the potential consequences is crucial for navigating this complex and potentially explosive situation. We'll continue to monitor developments closely and keep you informed as this story unfolds. This has been the European Debrief by Atlas News. We thank you for listening.